dominant, and the scoreline was, I don't think it was a true reflection on that domination, but you know, you have to be fair to Drogheda. They're trying to do it the right way, like ourselves. There's a lot of young players, and you know, I thought we could have capitalised a little bit more. It's just the new chapter that we start winning again, and that's what we've done. And you know, we're trying to bring some positivity around the club, and to be 1 point off third is a quite a good return for the such a season that had so many variables in it. And tonight was, it just maybe put our season into one when you look at the game tonight, when we're hitting the inside of the post to make it 3-0 and they go up and score to make it 2-1, and that's a reflection of the way the season has gone. And but I'm delighted that the boys got the win, and that puts us in a really strong position now to push on and try and get third position.
Of course, third position, you're closer now to Shamrock Rovers. This gives you more momentum now, even though you're 2 weeks away from your next game. But you know, you're closer to that third spot than what you were going into the game tonight.
Yeah, of course. And if you look at it, and if you weigh it all up and you look at the local media, for example, which you guys are part of, asking the players about, are you behind the manager? You know, what a stupid question that was, and it was in the day's paper. I was disappointed with that. But we're 1 point off third. You know what I mean? It's remarkable the way people are here, and the supporters comes out. We will give them everything we have to try and win a game of football, and that's what we've done. And, you know, we've played, is it 29 games? 29 games now, and it looks as if I think we've lost 7 of those. So I'm delighted at the way the boys have responded to get a result tonight.
You had to take Conor McDermott off the start of the second half. What is the news with Conor?
We don't know. It's an impact injury. He's gone for a, he's gone for an X-ray, and he's a key player to us. You could see where we were getting some success there in the first half, especially when Conor was on the pitch. And I don't think that there's a fracture there, but he's going to miss his international trip.
Ken, did you get a sense of players when they put it right tonight after last week?
Yes, of course they did, and you could feel that. And they wanted to show you guys that they were behind the manager, because I never heard so much trap stuff in my life about some of the questions that have been asked. And the players, of course, were all together, and we're all, you know, it's been such a, it would be such a great success if we can get into Europe when we weigh everything up. And on that journey, the experience for the younger lads especially is surely immense. It really is, to have that experience of playing in a contest where they're fighting to get into Europe in two successive seasons. That will stand by the players, and you know, it will help them in the future.
Kenny, do you get the feeling that no matter what you do as a manager or as a club, it'll never be enough, it'll never be good enough? There'll always be doubters and bashers?
There always will be, and that's the nature of the game. And it's not just in Derry that happens, it's universal, you know. And you look at you know, managers are always the first to take the hit, and I don't feel under any pressure, because as long as I have trust in people and they trust me back and we have good integrity in what we do, then I've no grey areas at all, and I'm very confident we can push on to try and improve the club.
You're always looking at the fine margins. You spoke earlier about the goal difference and what it could have been if you'd won 3-0 instead of 2-1.
Yeah, of course, and you look at that hitting the inside of the post, and a couple cleared off the line, and in the build into that, you know, we could have been 3, we could have been 4, but it's just one of them things. You know, we're 3 goals ahead of Shamrock Rovers. I might not be right in that, but I think we are, and we look to try and build on this and try and get that point back if we can. We play Finn Harps now, who's fighting for their lives, and will be a very, very difficult game.
You talked about Conor McDermott's performance tonight, but you also had been able to welcome back Cole and Jarvis, and they were obviously big players for you this evening.
You could see that, and it wasn't mentioned in the press last week about three teenagers in the back four, which I felt was quite a significant disadvantage that we had last week. And you could see they were disadvantaged because they had some young players on as well. So, you know, you have to take all this into consideration. And I felt that they helped, Jarvis and Cole really helped us tonight. And you can see that yourselves, how they come into the team and made us more solid. And we looked, I think if you look at the game in the whole, Jared had one shot to save in the match, which means that something must have been done right against the ball. Against the elements in the second half, when it was very windy, we nullified a lot of their stuff, and I'm really delighted to get 3 points. That's very important to us.